I underline now, I have Leo Donovan, and he's the CEO of We Ireland. Good afternoon to you, Leo.
Good afternoon, Noel. How are things?
Not too bad at all. Just talking about electrical waste. Earlier on, I was talking about plastic waste, and we're the highest in well, we very, very high as far as plastic is concerned. And we seem to be the same as far as electrical goods are the same as well per head. Is that true?
Yeah, we're probably lying around about second place in Europe in relation to the take back of electrical waste. Second only to the likes of Switzerland, which is a great performance by the Irish public. And we take back close to around about 12 kg per head of population of electrical appliances. Now, electrical appliances is anything really in your house that runs off a battery or a plug. We will take back to the electrical retail stores free of charge or back to the local recycling centres.
Mm-hmm. Now, Leo, just to clarify these for me and tell me if I'm wrong, but all the electrical shops, if you have something at home, you can bring it into them, and just they usually have an area where you just drop it in, a little cage or something. And yet people are still dumping. Is that just pure laziness?
Yeah, well, we just experienced just with the kind of the COVID shutdown that there was a little bit more kind of fly tipping going on than normal. Some of the recycling centres were closed, or some of them maybe just weren't taking back electric appliances during the close down period.
Okay.
But that has all changed now. The local authority sites now are taking back all electrical waste. I think the key message to get out to listeners is it's actually free to bring back your electrical appliances. So if you tell the guy at the gate that, look, you have electrical appliances in your car, you can go in there free of charge. And there's no necessity at all then to be doing any fly tipping with electrical waste.
And it's the same that applies to the same to shops. If you're not, most times people are buying something, they say, oh, I was buying a kettle, I bring back the old one and buy a new one. So you can, but if I wasn't buying one, I could still drop off the old one. Isn't that true as well? Or anything electrical?
Like, the message we're getting out to the public is, if you think about it logically, you're taking away this electrical appliance, this new electrical appliance, you know, it's going to become waste at some stage. So for every item you're taking out of the shop, you should really be technically bringing back an item, you know, to have it recycled. And yeah, it's shops that sell the similar items. So like if it's a small retailer and it's only doing small appliances, then it's only taking back small appliances. The bigger retailers will take all appliances back, the large household appliances and televisions and everything else. And then if you take lighting shops, don't forget that the CFL, the compact fluorescent tubes, the energy saving bulbs that some of us still have in our houses, you know, the lighting stores would take those back, and the hardware stores would take those types of materials back. So it's a like-for-like basis, but yeah, there's no requirements to buy something. You can just call up and drop in your electronic appliance during, obviously, opening hours. We don't want people leaving materials outside the door, and go in and put them into the collection vessels that are provided in the stores.
Yeah, would it be true, Leo, to say that, because I don't know if it's true or not, but would it be true to say that stuff is so cheap now that rather than get it repaired, it's cheaper to buy a new one, and maybe that's why we have so much of old stuff lying around? And
well, that's a very timely question now, because just as of the 5th of July, the EU Commission have implemented a new piece of legislation called the Circular Economy. And the purpose of that particular legislation is to move away from this throwaway society and getting into a more circular economy. But particularly the first starting point is to prolong the life of the products. So one of the key pieces of the legislation is now forcing producers to make products that last longer, so more durable, but more importantly then, as they're more repairable. So we are actually working with the local producers here in Ireland, through the White Goods Association in IBEC, of setting up an improved repair programme so that if your appliances does go down, then you can get repaired. But the statistics came out of Europe just recently, and that 85% of all appliances that are called out for repair were repairable. So there's a very good training programme and technical programme and spare parts programme to make sure that your appliances can be repaired.
Okay, and just on that question, most places where you would buy something, if anything goes wrong, there's no point in bringing it back to where you bought it, because they wouldn't have a repair service there. I think I'm correct in saying that. So is there enough outlets for people to bring it back to, and could it create more employment if people did what's suggested?
For sure. There's a website, repairmystuff.ie, and if you go in there, you can identify your local repair guy who would be able to help you out, depending on your different appliances. So that's certainly a good website to have a look at. And yeah, you're correct. The shops and the retailers per se don't do the repair, but there is a good network of repair people out there at the moment. So what we're trying to do is link the repair people with the householders and make it as easy as possible that they can be connected and that they can have their materials repaired.
Now, you were saying there earlier on that part of the problem maybe was because a lot of retail places were closed during lockdown, so people sort of moved online. Did that become part of the problem? And if people keep buying online, does that exacerbate the problem?
Okay, in fairness to the retailers, during the shutdown, they did do a good bit of sales, particularly essential items like your fridge freezer. If that went down during the period, people were replacing that. And they were taking away the fridge freezer during the lockdown period. So we did do a continuous take-back program with the retailers. So that was pretty good. Mm-hmm. What we have experienced now since the shutdown, that people used the time to clear out their houses and their sheds and everything else. And we're seeing a little peak in demand, which is great. And people are bringing back their electronic appliances to the authorised collection points, which are the retailers and the local authority sites. And we're seeing a good peak in demand now for our particular services just at the moment.
OK. Now, last year, 2019, it was a major year for you when it successfully demonstrated how good we were getting at bringing stuff back. So has the 2020, because of the virus and that, has that sort of kicked us back a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. It's going to make it a lot more challenging this year for hitting the EU target. The EU target is for a take-back of 65% what is sold on the market. And that was challenging to get to that rate, which we did achieve in 2018 and 2019 for the household waste. And this year is going to be equally challenging as well because of the shutdown period, but also because of the economy. The economy was going pretty good for the last few years before this COVID crisis, mm-hmm. and then more people were buying more electronic appliances. So the more electronic appliances are sold on the market, the more we have to take back. So even to remain standing still, we have to take back about 10% more materials this year than last year. So we have a double challenge of an increased tonnage over last year, and then the fact that we've been shut down for the last 8 to 12 weeks.
And what happens if we don't reach these targets, Leo?
Yeah, we have been talking to the government on that particular issue, but in this particularly unique situation, I think all European countries are in the same situation.
Okay.
So there might be unique situations just with the COVID, but in general, if we don't as a nation hit the target, then we would be subject to EU fines. And in the past, we've had EU fines for not hitting environmental standards. So we would like to make sure that when it comes to electronic recycling and battery recycling, that we achieve those EU targets.
Okay, what we need to do now is go back to 2019, what we achieved, and even improve much, much more on that. Is that what we're asking?
Yeah, and compliments to the people of Ireland because they made a big effort at taking back electronic appliances, particularly the smaller electronic appliances. And last year we had a 15% increase in the tonnages we got back on the small appliances. That's small items like electric toothbrushes, hair clippers that we've all been using just lately, radios and so on. Those appliances, remote controls. Again, as I say, anything that runs from a battery or an electric current in your household is electrical waste. And we would love the people to make that effort to bring it back either to the retailer or to the local recycling centre.
Okay, I'll leave the last few minutes with you, Leo, and I'll give the website and people can look up all the advice that you can give and any little bits of tidbits you want to give them yourself.
Yeah, so the key message is it's free. It's free to take back to the local authorities and the retailers. Our website is weireland.ie. That's weireland.ie. There's a map on that website which will show you where your local collection points are, both at the retailers, the lighting companies and the local authority, civic community sites. And we really appreciate the effort that people have made in the past on bringing the electrical waste, and we encourage them to bring more of the electrical waste back.
Okay, but isn't there times during the year when We Ireland just sort of have collection points themselves, set it up maybe twice a year or something?
That's correct. So we would have special day events. We normally hold them on a Saturday, and we hope to start reintroducing those later on the year. So we'd again ask people just keep an active eye on our website for those particular events that will come up later in this year and more for next year as well.
Okay, that's just keep an eye on the website. Thank you very much for joining us, Leo, and sorry for delaying calling you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's CEO of We Ireland, Leo Donovan there, and just look up the website for all the information and things we've been talking about, and of course the collection points as well. But it's free everywhere in all the electrical shops and all like that. And especially if you're buying something, just bring something back.